Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the Tshuvos of Moreno Hagon HaTzadik, Baal Eretz Tzvi, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer. We're in Siman Nun Tes. Shiur should be a special schus for Matan Ben Vora, Golan Ben Gavriela, Moshe de Peshtaris, Moshe Mordechai, Rav Nino Krakashli, Dehem Cholanov and Meleim. Nishma Smar says to Basar Shmuel, Yosef. And this tshuva was written to the Rabbi Gadol Mibin Din, the Mendina Rav, the great Tzaddik, Rabbi Chanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levin. He lived from 1870, and he was Nifter in Vav Adar, Tafrei Tzadi Hei, February of 1935. He was the Rav of Ben Din, one of the leaders of Polish Jewry before the Second World War, and he was the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes. So this letter is to him. So the Bendiner sends a shayla to Rav Frumer about Taisus and Avodah Zarah. One interesting line in Taisus: "Vaydchas Rabbeinu Tam Shishanachas Lanas Bashla Yenas Shilu Shoshen Asen Vishalos Kol Tzerchan Vachinam Rishleim Nagos Hashanadin Yain Nesech." Ad kan l'shoinai. In other words, he says that one year the grapes weren't ripe, and since the grapes weren't ripe, so they didn't have proper wine. And if they didn't have wine, doesn't have the status of wine. There's no yain nesach. There's no forbidden wine touched by a goy because there's no wine. How can that be? That there's going to be no isser of yain? It can't be. That was what was bothering Rabbeinu Tam. Says Reformer, Zihipele, Mabakach Shein Shaykh Shana Achas Din Yain Esach B'Seder. So there won't be unkosher wine. What's the problem? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is bothered that there's not going to be unkosher wine. There's not going to be unkosher wine. B'Seder, there's not going to be unkosher wine. What's the problem? It's not going to be wine touched by a goy because we don't have wine. B'Seder. Ve'aruni shekvar tamakin baritva, the ritva already had this kasha. Matzasi Kain said Mishnah Perak Beis Dizav and Emachray Zav Malem. The Eretz Tzvi always has these asmachtaot and these rayas from out of left field. You're like, wow, how did he get that? Incredible. It made this man's mind work. Anyway, it says Emachray Zav Malechem that Rabbi Kiva said that anytime anybody's a zav, he's going to attribute it to some food, some drink, something, and nobody's ever going to be a zav. So they said to him, then they're never going to be zavim. He said, it's not your problem, so they won't be zavim. Not by us, but also yours. What's your problem? So they won't be yayin nesach. V'inin Yosef lahafli di Yosef alei. Leimar. He should have said even better. In other words, this is the Bendiners. Rabbi Frumer is repeating the time of the Bendiner. But he says, vait the time of the Bendiner. That's a seder. I says, lo yayin nesach. But I want to add on, that there's that he should have said even a bigger taina, that there's going to be no kiddush al yayin, mitzvah say and mitzvah nesachim, mitzvah nesachim is a mitzvah say daraisa b'sman hamikdash. So that's not going to be a problem in the time of Rabbeinu Tam, but there are much bigger problems than not having wine than not having yayin nesach. If you're in the time of the mikdash, then you can't have nesachim and you can't have kiddush b'sman hazeh. So what's ma'abaya kan? Uva'ani amalti derech ha'agoda. So instead of finding a halachic solution to this, I instead prefer or found a agadic solution to this quagmire, to this, to understand Mama Friel Rabbeinu Tam. So the reason we were gozer on yayin akum, that when a goy touches wine, it's going to be usher, it's because of b'nai seyam. We don't want to end up marrying their daughters. That's what happens. We start drinking their wine, and we end up marrying their daughters. Rachmana litzlan, rachmana litzlan. The United States is about 70% intermarriage today, which is just machrid, pashut machrid. What's happening? That's the dissolution of the Jewish people. you know, people in Yerushalayim, in Bnei Brak, and Kiryat Sefer, and places like that can have Bnei Brak. They can have their 6, 8, 12, 14 children. That's gewaldic. But we need more Jews just than what the Haredim are producing. So all those Jews who are marrying non-Jews, it's a churban. In any event, so we have a gzeira of their wine, in order to drink their wine, because the yetzer of a rice is very difficult. Varo Chazal b'chokhmasim skula ve'etzel ozel lizor mizgal b'yenam v'zeh shmir skul es lishem agami b'nei seyam. So in other words, when we're careful about drinking their wine, we're also going to be careful about taking their daughters. Shebzeh nichla kol avizra da'arayis. This includes avizrayu da'arayis. In other words, being careful about goyisha wine is part of avizrayu da'arayis. It says that Avram Avinu sits on the Pesach of Gehenna, and anybody who's Nemo, anybody who is a bris milah, he doesn't let him come in, except for a boil aramis. A boil aramis is he gets so. Today we for nizar and the svarim say includes any pagambris, any pagambris. And as Avraham Avinu lets people in, you only get into Gehenna if you have a pagambris. If you don't have a pagambris, you don't get into Gehenna. So it's very important to be shomer on this pagambris. So how do we do that? By being shomer from their wine, and therefore Tosfos says, how can you not have this shmira? You're not going to be able to be careful about their wine. So that's a lack of shmira in our eyes. V'hinani l'haysev d'l'chayra kasha oida ala teisvus. And now, the refilu b'shanim shlo nignu ha'anovim b'kom shayich yayin esach b'yayin yashem in ha'shanim sh'avru. V'adrab k'chshiv siyani b'yashem v'ein shim dolu she'chashivus b'yashem k'mo b'yayin yadua. So he says, what's the problem? What's it? Shver on teisvus. So we have some altavan. So we have altavan. Alta wine is better than new wine. Old wine is better than new wine. So they're going to still have Yai Nesach because of the wines from the previous years. So this year, they don't have ripe grapes. But in the previous years, they had good wine. So the worst part of Arayas is one of the most chamer aspects of Arayas is being Motzi Zer Levatol, like the Zara Kaddish is Maflig in the Chomer Adav. We say from the Siva Seilim and Ma'aral, Siva Prishus, Kosav Tam, Chomer, Isser, Anan, Bikol Shvichus Domim. To Kol Shvichus Domim. Shuach Ravoya Sodom, Mitzios, Locha Shivaki, Shevich Dom Proti, Ach, Possession Ashk Seals, Havoya, Avishach Dom Kloli. So Maral says in Tzve Elter, in the Siva Prishus, and also in the Bera Goylus of Bera Sheni, that in a sense, Hatzah Zera Vatol is worse than killing. Because when you kill, when a person kills an individual, so he's only killing Chas Shalom, one individual. But when he's Mashcha Zera, that's the Sherish, that's the Yisod, that's a Klaliistic thing, that's a more general destruction. So in that sense, Ashchas Zera, destroying one seed is worse, wasting one seed is worse. And then he adds in brackets, V'ner l'nez daiti, v'raya l'ma'aral, mitoy sarosh, yvomis. He says the Iker Isser of Ashchas Zera in the Tosfei Arosh is when it starts coming out, but not when it actually leaves his body, just at the beginning when he's aroused and the Zera begins to come out. So that's the Iker Isser, not when it comes out of his body. He says, this is clear, like shines like the sun. And why is that? Because the Tchilas Hachimu, the beginning of the person getting excited, aroused, is the B'tchilas Havoya, that's the beginning of the existence. In other words, what's the reason that Hashchas Zera is a problem? Because it's the Tchilas Havoya. It's a Klaliyus Dikin, it's a more general idea. It's the beginning of creation. So Memela, when someone is Mashcha Zera, the Iker Isser, is a Tchilas Hachimum, because that's the Tchilas Havoya. That's the beginning of the existence. That's the main problem of Shchas Zera. So Shlaz Azer is a problem because it's Tchilas Havaya, the beginning of existence, and the Ikar Isser is when he's Misair, when he gets aroused, and not when it actually comes out, because that's also Tchilas Havaya when he's aroused. So that's the Tosfei Arosh in Yevamos Yud Beis, as explained by Rabbeinu. Seif Seif, and the Avnei Nezer gave it as impetuous stamp of approval, and Evan Ezra Simon Pei Aleph and Simon Pei Gimel. Seif Seif, Kol Chomer Isser V'zei Machmash Yemashchel Tchilas Havaya L'fi Zeh, Yishlomer Zelu Mazeh Zehiris Meyam Shoshana Zuz Shayach Bem Yayin Esev V'tchilas Havaya Sayayin. So he says, Zelu mazeh, we also want to be nisar in the Tchilas Havayas. And since the problem with Hashchos Zerah is Tchilas Havayas Hazerah, Ha'odom, Mela, when you want to be careful about this inyan of Arayas, which Hatzah Zerah is connected to Arayas, you also want to be careful at the beginning. So the old wine is not such a problem. The problem, where it's more of a problem, new wine. We want to be careful about the new wine. That's Shmira from the new wine, from the Tchilas Havaya. That's the Iker Shmira. And Arayis, just like the Iker Shmir and Arayis, is not to be Moitzis Erel Batela, which is Tchilas Havoy. So that's how he's Mechalik. That's why it doesn't help that there's an old wine, that we can be careful about that. We have to be careful even about new wine. That's the Iker. We need the extra Shimur over there. So that was what was bothering Tosfos. So the tikkun of Hotzah Zera is the mitzvah of Pir Verivya. Because that's also the mitzvah of Pir Verivya. Maybe he's alluding to the fact it's Machlokas HaPoskim, a lot of Torah about this, but that it could very well be the mitzvah of Pir Verivya is the mitzvah of the Atzim Bia, is the mitzvah. Because what happens afterwards is not up to us. So the mitzvah of Pir Verivya is Tchilas Bia. So it's Tchilas HaVayis HaAdam. So that's a tikkun for Otzara Zerah Levatola, which is also Tchilas HaVayis HaAdam. Uvahayin Yana, nearly new title of our Divrei Mordechai, is the famous Mordechai that says in the Gemara that Yevama, who spits blood instead of saliva, as part of the Chalitza ceremony. So I don't really like to use the word ceremony, but that was the word that came to mind when she's Mati herself with Maisa Chalitza. So let's say she spit blood. So the Gemara says it's okay because there's always a little bit of spittle in the blood. There's always a little saliva in the blood. What about bittle? So the Mordechai says that there's no bittle because it's noilad b'seichat ha'roivis. Since it all started together, the saliva came together with the blood. So noila besechat harobis is no bittel, and therefore the saliva is not bottle. Machorim say that when dealing with iser v'heter, so if the heter came first, and then the iser came, that was the beginning of the iser was the harobis. There's still going to be bittel as long as the heter came first. Minchas Chinuch doesn't like this. He says it doesn't matter. If the Isser came to Tarevis, the Isser was not allowed to Tarevis, there's no Bittel, even if the Heter came first. So the Guf Divrei Mordechai, this Mordechai says that there's no Bittel because it was not allowed to Sech Tarevis, the saliva came back together. So the Nod Yudir writes, the Chor Chor Gloy Tam, what's the reason? Why would that be? How would that be that there's no bittul because they came together? V'nir l'ni zayti tamo b'yidir ha'na'al ma'ashu t'chila sabayi l'choshi d'ar prati d'ar v'choli. When it comes to t'chila sabayi, it's not d'ar prati d'ar v'choli, like he says about Hatzah Zerah Levatola, it's d'ar v'choli. That's the t'chila sabayi, the beginning of existence. And therefore, no'la b'sech ha'roivis lo'i bottle. Why isn't bottle? D'ikar bittul ma'ashu m'yid negaram v'atul. So So he says, when do you say bittul? You say when it's a davar prati, when it's something specific, when it's something limited. But when it's something unlimited, so there's going to be no bittul. So tefillas havaya is unlimited, there's no bittul. Mela, when isser and heter come to tarevis, then the isser is not over to tarevis, there's no bittul, the heter is not vatal the isser. Because it came at the beginning, tefillas havaya is a davar klal. If it's a davar klal, there's no bittul. That's just amazing. He starts with the wine, and this is where he goes. They say in Spanish that saying that the oil doesn't learn these shoes. It's a hefsek nicker. I would say they should maybe put out an audition with lots of footnotes to explain things more clearly. They have a Mandelbaum edition, which is supposed to be, that's in the latest edition, but okay, Mitzvah, hopefully this was this year, hopefully other people give shiur, and Tars Eretz Zvi, Tispars and Oila. And Ravina goes on, he asks the Stira, this is sort of the Mordechai to a different Mordechai, so you can look there, how he's Miyashi, the Stira, Rav Gaon, so, and with this we conclude. And we should be zochem to Hashem. L'omod l'lamei l'shmor v'lases. L'lokayim z'kodi v'lisam t'arasa v'yahava amin v'yamein. Shalom, shalom. Sviz nos b'lachas.